Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
This is Quentin Johnston, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Roster Watch Nation, what is up, and welcome back to the Epic Roster Watch YouTube and radio program here on the Roster Watch YouTube and podcast feed. I'm Cody Carpentier, today with you, middle of July, first week of July, second week of July, actually. No Alex Dunlap today, no Trash Man today. We're getting near and dear, about 3 weeks till NFL training camp kicks off. It's a solo. You can go watch the show yesterday. We talked about regression candidates at the quarterback position with the Trash Man and myself. Today's a solo with me. Tomorrow you get a solo with Trash Man, and then we'll have Alex join us when he gets back from his little summer vacation on Thursday. Today, what I'm going to be talking you guys through, it's going to be a shorter episode, 12 must-draft players, players that I love going into the 2025 fall camp. I mean, we'll stay Bayesian. That's what we do. We keep everything a Bayesian process, so things can change as we get new information. That's just how this works. But going into training camp, these are 12 players that I feel really, really good about, that I'm going to be bullish on, that I'm going to have thoughts and takes on. So I'm just going to get it out of the way. You guys have heard some of these names, and some of these names you have not. The first player name I'm going to go to, he's going in the second round, 18th overall right now, consensus, is Mr. Drake London. Drake London's in a situation. I feel like Atlanta is a situation that's getting a little bit ignored right now. Michael Penix is going to be in there. The offensive line's fine. They've had some players retire, and they're getting older as the years go by. But they're still a really good football team on offense. They need to work on defense. On offense, they got Bijan, Drake London, Michael Penix. I like just that little bulk right there. I like that conglomerate, that trio of players. Obviously, Bijan's going a little bit earlier than Drake London, and then Michael Penix is a good value later. But I love me some Drake London in the second round. He's going right off in the middle of the second round right now. Again, he's coming off of an 866, a 905, and 1,200-yard seasons back-to-back-to-back. Had 9 touchdowns last year, almost 160 targets. I think that number is going to be around the same thing for targets this year in 2025. In round 3, I'm going to go Jaxon Smith-Njigba, attached to Sam Darnold in this offense. I know they got a running game with Ken Walker and Charbonnet, a little Damian Martinez action there. They brought in Cooper Kupp, a field-stretching wind sprinter, and Marquez Valdes-Scantling, but this offense is going to almost surely run through Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Cooper Kupp's going to have his games. There ain't no way getting around that. But I'm going Jaxon Smith-Njigba in the third round. I love the value here. He's going right on Terry McLaurin. Just a notch ahead of Garrett Wilson. I could have put Garrett Wilson on this list as well. But in the third round, if I had to get one player, it'd be Jaxon Smith-Njigba as a must-draft player in 2025. In the fourth round, I'm going to go wide receiver again. I love these three receivers right here. Drake London, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvin Harrison Jr. attached to Kyler Murray in that offense. They didn't add but nothing. Zay Jones, Greg Dortch. Michael Wilson's good as a number two and a half, three. Obviously, Trey McBride's going to be Trey McBride, but I love Marvin Harrison Jr. this year. Take that next step forward. One of my thoughts here is I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is a sleeper candidate to go for, you know, 1,300, 1,350, double-digit touchdowns, and really be a top five wide receiver in the sport this year. Number four, another receiver, Tedder McMillan. So we're going wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver in round 2, 3, 4, 5. And we're going to go Tedder McMillan here in the fifth round. He's going off right now around pick 60. He is the Malik Nabers of 2025. And that's where I'm going to stand right now today. I know a year ago I got way, way bullish on Tedder McMillan, or not on Tedder, on Malik Nabers into the third round. We're pushing him all up to the early third. We're in the late fifth, early sixth right now with Tedrick McMillan, and the targets should be the same, potentially higher. The offense is supremely better than the Giants were last year. Love Tet at 60. Must draft. Next, we're going to go Caleb Johnson at the 6'7 turn, the running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Aaron Rodgers is there. Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith, DK Metcalf. This is going to be a run-based offense with a top 10 offensive line. We're working on the offensive line rankings over at rosterwatch.com. Caleb Johnson's in a great spot. I've talked about Caleb Johnson a ton, so I'm not going to bore you guys with that. Next, I'm going to go Calvin Ridley. So we're going to have another receiver on this list. A lot of receivers so far, but I love Calvin Ridley. Not something I ever thought in my life I would say, but when you look at this guy's career, age 24 rookie season, 2018, 8 yards, 25-year-old, 860 yards, 26-year-old, 1,309 touchdowns, age 27, obviously the season cut short, 5 games, did not play in 2022, age 28, age 29 in Jacksonville, 1,000 yards on a new team, age 30 in Tennessee, 1,000 yards on a new team. Age 31 with a better quarterback, and we've heard a lot of good praise from Cam Ward about Calvin Ridley, and we're getting Calvin Ridley right now in the early part of the seventh round. Absolutely love Calvin Ridley here as my sixth must-draft player. And my seventh must-draft player is going to be Kyler Murray. I've talked about Marvin Harrison Jr. already. I like this stack of Marvin and Kyler, Trey, Marvin, and Kyler. I don't care how you slice it up and dice it up. I love Kyler. 18.1 fantasy points per game last year was good for QB12. Another year removed from the ACL in 2023. This is a guy that pre-ACL finished as QB7, QB4, and QB3 the previous three seasons. And he just had this last year the second most rushing yards he's had in his career outside of that second season when he had 819 yards on the ground and 11 rushing touchdowns. I think we see an uptick. James Conner's a year older. Trey Benson's going to get some more role here. But this offense is going to run through Kyler, Marv, McBride, and James Conner. And Kyler's going to have his legs cooking in his age 28 season. Don't forget this guy's got wheels. And another year removed from the ACL is a big, big deal. So Kyler Murray is going to be one of my quarterbacks to must draft. Number 8, Travis Etienne, pick 101 overall. Enough said. The value's too much right now on Travis Etienne. Across the board, too, like the one place he's actually inside the top 100 is on the Draft Wizard tool in Fantasy Pros. Everywhere else, he's in the 120, 117, 113. Like, he's not good. This is Etienne's backfield until further notice. Later on, late 9, early 10, we're going to go Jordan Mason. I've talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the Hot Takes show. I think Jordan Mason, I don't even know how to explain this, put odds on this, but Jordan Mason would not surprise me in the slightest if he led the NFL in rushing touchdowns. You look at the, you know, yesteryear of rushing touchdown leaders in the sport, whether you go back to, you know, D'Angelo Williams or LeGarrette Blount, guys like this that were just in, you know, who was the one in, was it Montgomery a couple of years ago in Detroit? Like all these backs that have another back with them, that's more of a pass catching back. He's a big 220-pound bruiser, great offensive line, top 5 offensive line in the sport, a quarterback that, yeah, he's a pseudo rookie, but he should be able to control this offense. He's got weapons on the outside. This is an offense that should be top 6-7 in scoring in the league. And you got Jordan Mason back here as your potential goal line back. Jordan Mason, round 9-10 is fantastic value right now. Next on the list, we're going to go Keon Coleman. I mean, Keon Coleman last year, I don't know what's not to really what's not to like. I understand what is potentially not to like as far as what you got last year, because it was like 500 yards on 28 catches or something, 29 catches, 556, 4 touchdowns, average 19 per reception. Did not have great rapport with Josh Allen early on. I understand that. But the season grew on. It got better. He's age 22. He doesn't have the fastest 40, but that's not his pro. He's not his play style. He's 6'3", 218 pounds. He plays like a Nico Collins, like a Cedric Tillman, these guys. And who's really in Buffalo to compete with him? Are you scared of Khalil Shakir? Are you scared of Elijah Moore? Is that what we're doing? Are you scared of Josh Palmer? Keon Coleman's the alpha's alpha. You know, if you ever got in on the George Pickens hype, if you ever got in on the A.J. Brown, like the alpha's alpha at wide receiver, like you need to be in on Keon Coleman. That's a promise. That was number 10. Number 11, we're going to go a couple rounds later. Kyle Pitts in round 13. I know I liked Drake London before, But I had to put Kyle Pitts on here. The value at tight end is stupid right now with Kyle Pitts. He's number 11. And then number 12, I had to put another tight end in here as well. Number 12 is close. I'll give you an honorable mention and 12. So 12 I put in as Brenton Strange in the 16th round, the tight end in Jacksonville. I mean, you combine Strange and Ingram's output last year, it was clear in a way the number two option in Jacksonville behind Brian Thomas Jr. I know they got Travis Hunter now, but Brenton Strange should be the underneath guy the whole season. Like, we're looking at between 80 and 110 targets for Brenton Strange in 2025, and you're getting that at pick 188. Some platforms, 200, not getting drafted. UDFA in fantasy leagues, Brenton Strange is a sick value right now. And the honorable mention, it's like I know Trash Man yesterday was talking about, you know, the regression for this guy, but at quarterback, 3,900 yards, 28 touchdown passes in 2024. Like, we haven't seen this guy. He's not toast. Top 10 offensive line, rookie runner, 220 plus pounds, two pass catching backs, the alpha's alpha on the outside, veterans on the inside and Robert Woods, youngsters Roman Wilson and Calvin Austin. You got Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith. You got DK Metcalf. You got weapons. You got a good defense, and you got a good schedule. Aaron Rodgers in the 16th round? Give me a fantasy football team with Kyler Murray and Aaron Rodgers as my two quarterbacks as value in the 16th round and Kyler Murray in the 8th round.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.